faces were lighted up with the glory of God. Then I was shown a company who were howling in agony. On their garments was written in large letters, "They are weighed in the balances and found wanting." I asked who this company were. The angel said, "These are they who have once kept the Sabbath and have given it up." I heard them cry with a loud voice, "We have believed in thy coming and taught it with energy." And while they were speaking, their eyes would fall upon their garments and see the writing, and then they would wail aloud. I saw that they had drunk of the deep waters and fouled the residue with their feet, trodden the Sabbath underfoot, and that was why they were weighed in the balances and found wanting. Solemn passage, brothers and sisters. We're coming to a time where we either receive the seal of God or the mark of the beast. It's right upon us. And if we are among those that receive the mark of the beast, and we have the unfortunate privilege to live all the way to the end of the world, to the return of the Lord, and know that we're lost. What a tragic way to spend the last hours of life. And Sister White here is describing some people that have went all the way from the Sunday law into Jacob's time of trouble, which comes after the close of human probation. They lived on, and they know they're lost. And they knew the significance of the truth that was testing the world, but they were lost. Brothers and sisters, what are we preparing for? The seal of God or the mark of the beast? Brothers and sisters, the Sunday law is the focus of end time Bible prophecy. It's the focus in the sense that it is the waymark which you build the other waymarks around. The economic collapse that forces the legislative bodies to pass the Sunday law in the United States precedes the Sunday law. The false religious revival precedes the Sunday law. There's certain things that are waymarks. The setting up of the image of the beast precedes the Sunday law. There's certain of these events that we know are going to take place, and we know where their relation is in history because we have the Sunday law issue to line them up against. And we know at the Sunday law, at that point in history, specific waymarks are also going to take place. The church will be purified. And when we speak of the purification of the church, it's, Sister White says, the things connected with the close of probation have been clearly revealed. Let's read that.